Hey, everybody. Welcome back in. This is That Much Further West, the podcast. I'm Eric.
I'm Mike.
I'm Phil.
And we're back with some special guests tonight, the Hill Williams.
Welcome, guys.
Welcome.
Hello.
Yeah. So let's see. Rich, Bernardo, Dave, Matt. How'd I do? All right.
Bingo.
Excellent.
Nicely done, Eric.
And full helm tonight.
Yeah.
Full helm. Tonight.
Secret aardvark in the house.
Yep. Kevin Stacy, Nancy, Chris Soler. And I hear Mary Lee's on her way here, so it's going to be a good time.
Awesome. Yeah. Great to have an awesome peanut gallery.
Yeah.
We're rocking again. Love it.
So you guys saw a couple shows lately. Mike, you want to go first?
Scott H. Byram. Jesse Dayton in the Jesse Dayton and Root Jack, our local boys.
Uh-huh.
Great show. Nancy was there.
Great show.
Times all around. Scott was a little upset because his amp blew the day before and he was having trouble with it, but so he could make that dirty, nasty sound.
Dirty.
Yeah. So, nasty. But it's still a good time.
Excellent.
Got a good interview with Jesse Dayton, which we'll play on the air sometime soon.
Cool.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Nice work, Mike.
Yes.
Awesome. Philly.
Oh, a lot of shows. I went to 3 shows on Friday night, 2 more on Saturday night. And then I caught Aaron Lee Tasjan opening for the Mastersons on Tuesday night at Mississippi Studios. Really a great show. Aaron Lee, got to sit down with him and have a visit. So we got an interview with him coming up, too, which will be rad.
The boys have been working it. That's awesome.
Yeah, what the hell have you been doing?
I'm watching the baby.
Oh, okay. I guess that's more important than all of this.
But we got a little hooting in, a little jamming in over the weekend.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. A few of us went to the coast. Uh-huh, yeah.
Right. And I saw the Swearingen Saturday night.
Yes.
And I made it to that Country Duets thing as well, which was really cool.
Oh, sad to miss that.
Where we saw the Earnest Lovers. And our last guest on the show.
Philly's our man about town.
It was awesome. Great rock and roll weekend.
Super. Yeah, and then we saw Fred at the Hoot. That was nice he showed up.
We did.
Yeah.
Speaking of Fred, this first song that I got queued up here.
Yep.
Fred turned me on to this band. They're from Seattle, and they're called Evening Bell. Really a cool little EP they're working on. And they got a show coming up at Laurel Thirst with Sasser.
Nice.
And that will be a can't miss show, and you'll know when you hear this song. It's Hart Kingsbury, a guy from Davidson Hart Kingsbury.
Yep.
He's got a little cosmic country thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
And Caitlin Sherman, the singer who is cameoed on some of the Swearingen stuff. So they're all kind of that community up there, the Ballard crew.
The Underwood Social.
They've got a deadly little band here. And I'm here to share it with you.
Fantastic. We're going to play it. So this is Evening Bell.
Thanks for that one, Fred.
With Restless Angel.
Enjoy.
Yeah. I'm supposed to be. And I'll never be an acrobat, flying high on a trapeze. It ain't the man I'm supposed to be. Nobody's ever called me a good man, and that's all right by me. Just as long as you call me your man, that's the only man I ever wanna be. I'll be a singer, just struggling to stay on key. Yes, the man I'm supposed to be. Never first, never last, just somewhere in between. Yes, the man I'm supposed to be.
Williams.
Hell yeah.
Welcome back into That Much Further West, the podcast. We are here with the Hill Williams, and that was Burn My Body off their album. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Welcome, guys.
Hello, hello.
Excellent. Grant,
we are so glad to be here. Thank you for having us.
Awesome. Great to have everybody in the house.
All right, introduce them again, Eric. Let's get it down.
Yep. We got Rich. We got Dave. We got Matt. We got Bernardo.
Present.
All present and accounted for.
That's twice you got me, Ben.
Well, I knew two of you, so then Dave and Matt. Not so hard.
I'm half impressed.
Not so hard.
It's so much fun to say Bernardo, too.
Yeah.
I actually thanked his full name is Bernardo Gomez.
I'm fully aware. Yeah.
I just like to say that.
I like the fact that probably most people in the room don't know that Bernardo and I go way back and we're in bands together before. So a band together.
I know it. Yeah. I did not know that.
I did not know that.
Cape Man and the Calamities.
And Bernardo, you should know that does not make you special. In fact, that comes up pretty much three out of every four guests.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I played with you too.
I turned on a Blazers game the other night and saw my bass player staring back at me. That was unexpected.
That was me.
What are you doing?
Playing the national anthem with a group.
Oh, cool.
Oh, fantastic, Bernardo. Right. Good for you. This guy, man, you're everywhere.
Blazers cool. One because I was there, obviously.
Obviously. Nice.
Unlike when we went, Eric.
Yeah. We go, they lose. You go, they win. Keep going.
Yeah. All right. I'll stay at home.
Hey, I got a quick question. How'd you come up with the name Hill Williams?
Matt, actually, we were sitting around thinking of names like bands do, and Matt says, I have this name that I've been wanting to use for years. I said, what was it? And he said, it's the Hill Williams. And I was like, that's it, man. Thank you.
Perfect.
Done deal.
Yeah. It's just...
Signed, sealed, and delivered.
It's the more mature.
Yeah. Like, it's more formal. More formal.
Yeah,
you don't know the Hillbillies that well, you must call them the Hill Williams.
It's from a certain animated TV show that's been on the air for 20 some odd years, which pretty much narrows it down to one.
Right on.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You stole it, is what
I did. We play bluegrass, so we steal it all.
Yeah.
Right on. Well, what's the inspiration for getting this group together? Because, man, we know you guys from a lot of different incarnations and bands. And Richard, I don't know if I know anybody who plays in more groups than you.
You know what?
Yeah.
I am actually the least busy of all the Hill Williams.
Busiest guy I know is the least busy guy in this band.
Very, very.
Gotta be kidding.
Not. But we started out because Dave and I were getting together pretty on the regular to play fiddle and mandolin, which were at that point both our second instruments. He's a ridiculous mandolin player who plays with Sneaking Out.
Oh, 10-4.
And,
oh yeah, I love those guys.
I was playing mostly keyboards back then, and it was like, wow, I'd really like to play some fiddle tunes, play some stuff like that. And just right about that same time, Matt called me, who I knew from playing a bunch of other like Grateful Dead related gigs, and I would sometimes sit in with his band Twist a Whistle, and it was like, I'm going to be playing more banjo. I need a place to practice banjo. You got anything? And I was like, oh, okay, well, come on over. And then at that point, I was like, well, let's just get a bass player and a guitar player, and we did, and the plan was just to practice for a couple hours and once a week and work on our stuff. And about one practice in, it was like, wow, this is so much fun. We've never once played plugged in. We always play acoustically, and to stand in the circle of people and sing together and play together and blend it, that which is the same way we did the album, it just feels so different and so great that it was like, hey, you know, we could either practice or maybe we should just go get some gigs, and that could be the practice. And it went from there. We got a really good show at the Alberta Rose doing a Olden in the Way tribute, which
right on.
Very nice, and went on tour down to California.
I was going to ask you about that, because before you guys were almost fully formed, we caught a glimpse of you at a small private thing out at the barn, and you guys are kind of brand new and still working stuff out. Then you went on tour, and then you came back, and I saw you then, and it was mind-blowing. I mean, you guys put it together in short order, and I guess playing together on the road like
that.
Probably had something to do with it.
Really
put a bunch of guys in a van together. You either got to do it good or get the hell out.
Yeah. And also, we're playing, like, long shows, you know, and most of the shows were, you know, three-setters, and we just have to do them, and it was a great time. And yeah, you just come back and you're suddenly this whole other thing. And then on the tour, I think, is when we started playing a couple of the songs that ended up on the album. And I pretty much came back from that tour with the idea that I really wanted to make an album, and I really wanted it to be all original material. And so that was our next few months, was working that up.
And you almost
here we are.
Got there.
Almost,
yeah, almost got there.
There are a couple covers on the record.
Well, yes, there are covers, but they're covers that are from friends of mine.
Right.
So
they're outside
I
the bluegrass
feel like
genre.
I knew them. Yeah, we have two Ron Rogers. So the last song that you played is a Ron Rogers song, and Ron gave me like five tunes to choose from, and
awesome.
They were all like kind of funky New Orleans, you know, funky uh-huh. New Orleans stuff, and. I was like, nah, that's going to be a bluegrass rave up. And the other one's a waltz, like a slow through waltz. And then I had asked Stacy if we could cover Scotland Barr's Saving Grace, just a song that I love. And I love just keeping his, you know, his music
Thanks
alive
for doing
and
that.
Playing his songs. And it's such great stuff that, you know, how could you go wrong?
Well, Ron Rogers.
They will not be forgotten.
Yeah. And yeah. Scotland Barr, yeah. Great friends of our podcast. So yes,
heck yeah,
that talks.
Hill yeah,
hill yeah,
hill yeah.
I forgot.
He forgot already.
And then the rest of the band contributed. Dave contributed two really great original songs on the album, and Jeffrey, who is somewhere else tonight, our guitar player, he has a song on the album, and I wrote a bunch, and. Here we are.
Well, you guys can rub it in Jeffrey's face that he missed out on all this greatness down here.
Sure. Right.
Yeah. We will.
Still never seen the house.
I already texted him twice.
We will.
You're like, it's a basement with whiskey and weed and music. This place is awesome.
How many basements did you just
do? Just the best one in the world.
Half of Portland.
Jeffrey's Valentine's Day was at a nudist resort.
Wow.
And he hasn't come back? Is that what
you
mean?
Yeah.
Well, still there.
So, I don't know.
I think
he's
wins.
Been a lot of
Maybe he does.
Win. Were you guys not invited? Or what? I mean,
I was out of town.
I'm getting a
he
visual for
there.
A group shot.
I just
shot.
Said no.
Right, yeah.
The next album cover.
You know, yeah. it's one thing. You could be a little more discreet with your guitar than a mandolin.
Yeah. Have you never seen anybody play a low slung mandolin before? Except for that cover shoot.
Where do you hold that fiddle? Where do you hold that fiddle?
You know, it's what Bernardo's got.
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding. He's like, no problem.
It's a direct reflection.
That's how we picked our bass player.
No.
It's not just overcompensation.
Why don't we have him do a tune for us? Show off the chops.
Yeah. What are you guys going to play for us?
Oh, righty. We're gonna play one called Ants in the Kitchen.
Ants in the Kitchen.
Matt's trying to tune his banjo again.
We don't know why.
Yeah.
Exercise and futility, but...
Here we go. One, two. One, two, three. And they're driving me crazy. Ants in the kitchen, driving me crazy. Ants in the kitchen, and they're driving me crazy. Oh no, what should I do? Well, they steal my time and they steal my money. Steal my time, steal my money. Steal my time and they steal my money. Oh no, what should I do? Well, I got ants in the kitchen and they're driving me crazy. Ants in the kitchen and they're driving me crazy. Ants in the kitchen and they're driving me crazy. Oh no, what should I do?
Got a big dog, he can't be trusted. Got a big dog, can't be trusted. Got a big dog, but he can't be trusted. Oh no, what should I do? Well, I got ants in the kitchen and they're driving me crazy. Ants in the kitchen and they're driving me crazy. Ants in the kitchen and they're driving me crazy. Oh no, what should I do? Driving me crazy, ants in the kitchen and they're driving me crazy. Ants in the kitchen and they're driving me crazy. Oh no, what should I do? Well, I got ants in the kitchen. I got ants in the kitchen. I got ants in the kitchen and they're driving me crazy. Oh no, what should I? Oh no, 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 what should I? Oh no, what should I do?
Great stuff.
Fantastic. Ill Thank William. You very much. That's great.
It's ants in the kitchen.
And it's Ill
crazy. And they're driving me crazy.
Are they?
Maybe.
That's really cool.
Rich.
Nice one, buddy.
Very nice.
Hey, you guys got a show coming up here pretty soon?
Yes, we do. We have two really cool shows. First, on Friday, the 27th, we're going to be down at the Axe and Fiddle.
Yep.
Cottage Grove.
Oh,
our first time over there, so we're kind of premiering the CD.
Fantastic.
And
I
don't know what's happening. Very excited. It's a great room, and got a lot of good friends down there.
Fantastic.
And then on the 28th, we're going to be playing at Biddy McGraw's for happy hour.
Nice. Back here in Portland on the 28th.
That's right. And you should all come down and wish me bon voyage, because it's my bon voyage party.
Bon voyage.
I'm going to take off for a couple weeks.
Oh, nice deal.
Yes.
And just leave these guys standing, just hanging?
Oh,
That's
I think
so. Like you. Yeah,
sounds like they're pretty busy.
Yeah. Like everybody needs a vacation now and then.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely.
Amen.
Cool. Yes.
Richard, you're the hardest working man in show business. If anybody deserves it, it's you, pal.
Thank you.
Awesome, buddy.
Well, apparently the rest of the band is much busier.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That is really true. We can
God, that is bizarre.
That out later if you want. That
is bizarre.
I am the least busy of the whole world.
That is crazy.
We'll map out the family Portland band family tree from you guys. See how many bands you touch.
Straight up.
It's Kevin Major on drums. That'd be the busiest band in history.
Yeah, Kevin Major. Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding.
Guys and everything.
There you go. Tremendous. And tell us how the response to the record's been. You got it in the usual places people can find it?
It's been very, very encouraging so far. I mean, it's just come out about a week ago, and I've already got it placed on four radio stations now. There's a internet radio station called the Bluegrass Mix out of Tennessee that's nice. Playing it. And there's a really cool Northwest station I just found out about, which is called newfolkradio.com.
All right.
And we're their featured album this week.
Nice.
Sweet.
And it was so cool. They have like a phone app, and I just happened to turn it on, and it's like, ladies and gentlemen, a new band member. I was like, right on.
Is that your radio voice?
Yeah, can you tell? Well, it's a good thing I play the mandolin. But yeah, that's pretty cool. And then it's interesting because I haven't been involved in that many projects that have been so clearly genre specific. I mean, we're playing our own music and original songs, but you know, let's face it, we're a bluegrass band. We stand around a mic and play all together, and
love it.
That's really great because yeah. It's easy to find out who to talk to. So right. I've been just still submitting to most of the major bluegrass magazines and websites, and
right on.
Waiting to hear back.
What you guys do, though, I mean, I've seen bands try to do this and not do it as well, to treat one microphone, and that kind of came back into vogue, and you know, when bluegrass was back on the map, and you saw Del McCurry Band kind of go back to that one microphone, and then everybody was kind of trying to do it, and you, not a lot of bands had the chops to pull it off. I mean, you've got to be really on it, mm-hmm. and but these guys,
yeah, solid.
Holy
yeah.
smokes!
The really awesome thing that happens is because everybody's responsible for their place in the mix. Everybody has to pay attention to their place in the mix the whole time. And
that's unlike nice, your normal rock stars.
Well, you know, well, that's really, I mean, you know, I'm sorry, but
I saw Kip sleeping one time while he was playing the bass.
Yeah. Yeah. He's got to pee.
I think Mary Lee's
here. He didn't even hear you.
But yeah, it makes it everybody has to kind of tune in a little bit.
That's a good point, really.
And also, we've just always done it that way. We practiced that way before we played, and the plan was always to just be a single mic band as much as possible. We usually do give Dave on the fiddle his own mic because he flails his arms around.
Yeah, I was trying to take a picture, and there was just like this space. Big elbow going, woo.
You know, and then he not only did he flail room. That arm around, but then there's his bow arm.
Boom, boom. Where's the drummer when you need him?
You can't say that. You can't say that on the radio.
Yes, you can.
This ain't the radio.
Oh, don't worry. They'll just cut that part out. Don't worry.
Oh, we don't edit anything.
I know that.
Well, it's not true. We've edited twice.
Make sure David played this song.
But it needed to be edited.
Yeah. You wear your dirty laundry right here. We'll take it out.
It's a good thing you've got the fan right above us.
Merrily Horde, everybody.
Welcome,
hey.
Welcome.
Hey. Peanut Gallery plus one.
Fantastic.
Yep.
Should we have him play another tune?
Yeah, yeah. Let's do that. Gather around.
Yeah, I think we are going to play the Scotland Bar song that we do on the
show. Oh, fantastic.
Called Saving nice. Grace.
Fantastic.
Eric Super and I tip. Know this one.
Yep.
And I'm gonna guess that a lot of people in the house know this one.
No, I made Eric learn it.
Yeah, you did.
You must learn.
It's a barn burner.
I know this will come to a shock to everybody, but I gotta get this banjo in tune.
What? Matt, say it isn't so.
He tunes
banjos. Hey, Phil,
because he cares.
Why is the what's the difference between a banjo and an onion?
What's that, Rich?
Nobody cries when you chop up a banjo.
Oh!
Snap diddly.
Nice one. All right, here comes Saving Grace.
Enjoy.
Got it?
Uh-huh. One, two, one, two.
From the bottom of the glass, so I don't have to think about tomorrow. When it all falls apart, there's no place to repair hearts. Nobody can put them back together. If I could have my way, it would be different today. So I just blame it on the weather. Together. If I could have my way, I would.
you come.
Awesome, fellas.
That nice. Was fantastic.
Awesome, gentlemen. Thank you very much.
And now to counteract that banjo joke. Holy shit. Brother man, that's playing right nice there. Picking.
Flying
that,
fingers.
That was I was just like, get look out. That guy's doing it.
That's why I call him Mighty Matt.
Mighty Matt.
It's not a good banjo solo until somebody falls off their stool.
That was great.
If I wasn't sitting so far back in this futon, I would have fell out.
Yeah.
It's a lot of motion to get going in one direction.
What a great band, you guys. Absolutely fantastic. All four of you together. I'm sorry, the guitar player's not here, but man, what a combination. You
Thank
guys
you.
All sound fantastic.
Yeah, and congrats on the records, fellas. It's sounding rad.
Thanks.
Really nice.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. See you, good stuff. See these guys, Portland, when you get a chance or up and down the coast.
Yeah.
And of course,
good time will be had.
Like and we can find you in all
Facebook.
The normal places.
Thank you. Yeah, Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook, Reverb Nation. Facebook's probably the best place to go because everything's sort of centralized there. You can also get the albums available for download or hard copy from CD Baby.
Perfect.
And it's on iTunes and Amazon and all over the place.
Rhapsody.
Yeah,
the other day.
Yeah. I got it.
Hill Williams.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not.
That's how I found it.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Yeah, you got to put a space.
Put a little space in between for on the Rhapsody.
We see this happen too much.
Yep.
That's anyways. So wrong.
But it's there.
Yeah.
It's out there. Go get it, folks. It's fantastic.
Oh, and it's also at Music Millennium.
Oh, yes, please.
Where we're going to be doing an in-store on April 4th.
Oh, fantastic.
Nice. Way to get that in. Nicely done, Richard.
Yeah, that is fantastic.
Cool. Well, we will promote that, I'm sure.
Yeah, we will.
Any parting words, gentlemen?
Thanks again for having us. It's freaking awesome down here in the Helm.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming down. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for adding.
I tried to Google it. It didn't really work out.
We haven't gotten that far yet where we pinpointed on the map.
Unless this is a nail salon.
Well, later during the day.
Depends on how much whiskey we've had. Someone could be doing somebody's nails.
The night is young.
Yep. It could still happen.
All right, cool. Thanks, fellas. Why don't we play one more on our way out? Something from the Hill Williams, right?
Yep.
Ill, yeah.
Yeah. Ready Old Hat.
Written by David Giroux.
All right, David.
Great hey, you guys, David. Thanks for being here. It was a real pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
David Giroux.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. Held a cardboard sign for Lower East Side Bridge. Across the Brooklyn Bridge, the rain was falling. The wolves of Wall Street swallowed the Empire State. We never cared because the old town bar was hopping. We got drunk and we danced around in the street. Adventures of you and me will last forever. I'm not too sure about this world. I hope someday it all comes together, baby. Until it does, well, I'm sure glad you're my girl. Heading back west, there will come on, and the train derailed in Texas. Two-stepping down on the Guadalupe with the tornadoes, the Flaco Jimenez. We made friends with the long-haired hip stoners. Living so high that our minds were out of reach. Calm down, cause the music in town was ballin'. We closed the eyes and we danced along with the beat. Adventures of you and me will last forever. I'm not too sure about this world. I hope someday it all comes together, baby. Until it does, well, I'm sure glad you're my girl. Hitched a ride on a diesel freight liner out across New Mexico. Sipping cerveza with salt and lime, singing along with songs on the radio. Passed out and moved up to California. The concrete jungle was a busting at the seams. The angels down in Los Angeles were calling. So out on the boardwalk we danced on that wooden breeze. About this world. I hope someday it all comes together, baby. Until it does, well, I'm sure glad that you're my girl.
No reward, no, it's not fair. can't go, but I can't go on. I wanna stay, but I ain't around. Will you send me home? Time to move on. If I have to ask you, will you send me?
Drunken mess, winning bets and never seeing Boston again. I'm tired as hell about this off and on and back and forth and home and gone. And if I'm wrong, then damn it, condemn me now, please. Now I know that I'll never drink alone with you again. I touched my feet to sand and pavement salt, called the Midwest my home this fall. But it was never home, home's just a distraction I invent. When I can't make rent, of a flight for you to stay one night. I'll cover the cost of a flight for you to stay one night. To years on stolen rides of tariff steel. I robbed the World Bank, one of an affinity group of two. Now my shade tree's gone in my dried leaf bed. Is level grade for a parking deck in my keychains, as empty as my mood. Of a flight for you to stay one night. I cover the cost of a flight for you to stay one night. I cover the cost of a flight for you to stay one night. I cover the cost of a flight for you to stay one night.
Into That Much Further West, the podcast.
We're having a good time in the helm tonight. Wow.
Oh, Mike, are you going to sneeze?
I was trying to. Yeah. I was right there. I was like, oh no.
I was like, what? What is this signal? That's the. Don't. I'm going to fucking sneeze. I'm going to fucking sneeze.
Don't do it, Mike. Good way to do it. Way to hold it off there.
Yeah. Hey, that last song we heard was Call Ya Mama
by Justin Townes Earl.
Yep.
Of his new album, Absent Fathers.
Yeah. Oh. Basically went out. Sad.
And a lot of new new releases here in Mike's set.
Yeah, my set was pretty much all new releases, all with since November and beyond. So Tim Berry was before that.
No News from the North?
Yeah, No News from the North. Oh, there it is. That's off his album that came out in November called Lost and Rootless.
And do we have Tim coming to Portland?
Tim is going
to
be in Portland on March 25th with Corey Brannon, who just had an album come out last year in the summertime. And
Bloodshot Records.
Oh, God, I can't remember her name now. Sarah something.
Oh, On the Bill?
Yeah.
Not sure.
Jenny Owens Young.
Really? Oh, yeah.
Nice.
She's also going to be there. And then before that, we had Send Me Home by Murder by Death. Heart Wrencher, kids.
Fantastic new record on Bloodshot as well.
Yeah, called Big Dark Love. Came out on Bloodshot just 2 weeks ago. Yeah,
and this is where we get to, on our show, say
thank you.
Thank you, Bloodshot Records. It was nice. Somebody popped on and wrote us and said, hey, thanks for playing some of our artists. And Philly had a nice conversation with them for a little while, saying, no, we love you guys. And, of course, Philly, Chicago, Bloodshot, easy peasy, long history.
Yep.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah, indeed. And next thing you know, there was a little package on the doorstep.
Packages.
CDs, we like packages.
Buttons, yes, we do.
And beer koozies. So, yeah.
Thank you very much.
Bloodshot celebrating their 20th anniversary.
Yep.
Yeah, that's one of the CDs we got, was their 20-year compilation.
Cool. We'll have to dig a few things out of there and we will share them with our listeners.
Yes, we certainly will.
So, before that, we had the Adventures of You and Me off the new Ryan Bingham album.
Kip,
yeah.
How's the Bingham album?
Amazed.
Yep. He said amazing.
Agreed.
He did. Yeah. And he went horns up too.
Yeah.
He went horns up.
Is that 2 weeks in a row with Ryan Bingham on the show?
I think so, yeah.
With probably the next three episodes.
And
the record is unbelievably strong.
Before the Hill Williams got on microphone, we had the new one from American Aquarium.
That's right.
Man, it's supposed to be off their new album Wolves, which is taken off.
Yes, indeed.
As well it should. You know, it was a nice video they put out too for that.
Yeah.
It was simple, like the change in his life, all that stuff that's happening.
Yeah, he's sober now.
Yeah.
Unlike the rest of us.
No. No, not like the rest of us. I was getting wind of that recently and thinking a little bit like the Jason Isbell thing, right? Like, you know, I'm going to take my art super seriously and take it to another
level. That's kind of the impression I got, because
big time.
That last Isbell album, although all his albums are great, is just
stunner.
And then this American Aquarium album is pretty much a stunner so far. So
yeah,
you know, maybe it's that opposite of, like, you know, normally when rock stars get sober, their shit starts to suck. But, you know, maybe the singer-songwriters are so introspective that it really helps them out. So.
Yeah, well, good for BJ. You know, he's taking care of his business. He just got married, I believe, and he's a man in love out on the road. He's those guys, if anything good should happen to anybody, it's 250 days.
Well, they said this year they're going to decrease to 250 as opposed to 300.
Yeah.
Slackers.
Those guys drive. It blows me. If you follow them, they're really fun to follow because they're playing a lot and they're out in front of a lot of people, and it's great to see them having the success they are.
Yeah.
But they pull these like all-nighters out to Oklahoma City from like North Carolina because they got a huge following there, I guess.
And they're good buddies with Turnpike
Troubadours. And it's worth their trip, I guess. But man, when they pull that one off and then they're back in Raleigh like the next day, it's like, guys are unbelievable. That is awesome.
That's when it's good to have five or six people in the band. Yeah. That way everyone can take turns driving.
Yeah. Bladder check.
Rock stars and cocaine.
I don't think so, but...
No, I'm only making speculation.
never heard of that combo before. Right on.
What's this cocaine you speak of?
I don't know.
Beautiful.
So what we got coming up there, EK?
Jake Orvis and the Broken Band. So I was really stoked about the Hill Williams coming in and the bluegrass stuff. And, of course, you know, a lot of the bands we play and love, they've got that vibe, that punkabilly kind of just string, in-your-face kind of stuff. And these guys are all strong musicians that we had here tonight. And so when I made my picks, I was like, who are these other bands that we play that we love that I think, man, if I played it for these guys, maybe they haven't heard it. Maybe they have. I think they might like it. So that's the route I went there.
Cool. Nice choices.
Yeah. So
check out Jake Orvis's new podcast.
Absolutely.
It's good time. Good times.
And we're all flying high from that beautiful visit we've had from the Hill Williams.
Yes, we
are. This is a real treat. You guys are awesome.
Yep.
Great plan. What do you got, Eric?
All right. Bound to Ride, Jake Orvis and the Broken Band. And right after that, Evil Motherfucker from Tennessee, Joe Buck Yourself.
All right.
Enjoy.
Everybody see, I got the devil in me. kids were showing me around. Well, I found joy and I felt sorrow, and it all could change tomorrow. And it's something from within that keeps me facing toward the wind. And sometimes I can't believe what this old guitar and me have gotten ourselves into, and the places that we've been. So let it reel, let it rock, let it rectify your soul. Let our bones keep dancing round till our bodies all turn cold. And when our run is through, I know where I'll reside, with the ladies and gents on the O.S. side. Now I'm way out on the highway like a mongrel dog to roam. Got some pennies in my pocket as I play my way back home. And I'd never think to trade it, I'll always tell you true. The wheels, they keep on turning, and I'm thinking about you. Now the factory said he's spewing by the dirty riverside, where the trains belt out midnight song and coyotes, they cry for their own to be returning, and it ain't much to you. The wheels, they keep on turning, still I'm thinking about you. So let it reel, let it rock, let it rectify your soul. That keeps me facing toward the wind. But sometimes at night I'll dream of you beneath the open skies, and I'll miss you close beside me and the hazel in your eyes. So let it reel, let it rock, let it rectify your soul. Let our bones keep dancing around till our bodies all turn cold. And when our run is through, I know where I'll reside, with the ladies and gents on the O.S. side. Let it reel, let it rock, let it rectify your soul.
And we're back.
And we're live from the Helm
in North Portland, Oregon.
That jibber jabber you hear in the background, real people mingling at the bar.
They're a peanut gallery.
It's the peanut gallery.
Drunker and louder.
It is rocking.
As the show goes on, yes.
Yeah, we got Mary Lee was just laying it down on Dave's fiddle.
And Dave was laying it down on Rich's mandolin.
This is really the place to be.
Yep.
Hail's
fantastic.
This is not a nail salon, by the way.
Yeah.
No.
Inside
the
joke.
Helm.
Yes. The Helm.
So what we just heard, that was Codeine by Trampled by Turtles. That goes out to my wife. That's one of her favorite bands. And before that, the Tillers. Farmageddon.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Old West Side. So, and then before that, the Dirt Daubers. The Devil Gets His Due.
He does.
He always gets his due.
He always does.
Great stuff, Eric, and all stuff that Hill Williams might dig if they listen to this podcast Monday afternoon when we go live.
That's right.
So they say.
Yes. That'll be cool.
You're sitting around Monday afternoon and you're thinking, what am I going to do tonight? Is there some live music going on in this town?
Yes, there is, actually.
Monday night. Tonight.
Tonight.
At the world famous Kenton Club.
The Get Right Gospel Review.
Can I get a witness?
Hallelujah. Holy shit.
Holy shit. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Holy shit.
Awesome.
All right. You just don't want to miss that. Just go. I promise you, you're going to have the best time
ever. Yeah, you should probably call in sick or late to work for Tuesday.
And if you are super religious and like it means something to you, don't fucking go to that show. You're gonna be really mad.
There's some blasphemous things that happen there. Because it ain't gay to love Jesus. And loving Jesus ain't gay. You can kneel down before him, but only to pray. Immortal words of Michael Sean Cummins.
Yes. There you go. All right. Well, we're on our way.
And then the next night on Tuesday, Steep Canyon Rangers at the Aladdin Theater.
Okay.
There's a great blue.
There's
right
a show
there.
Not on this list that you have to go to on Thursday the 26th. And that's only because one of my best buddies is playing drums in Fugazi.
Fugazi,
the Fugazi cover band.
Right on.
And there's a Guided by Voices cover band and another cover band. So
how about that?
Wow.
Guided by Voices. Side note, probably one of the biggest alcohol writers, sans the Pogues, that I've ever had to follow in my entire life.
I've been to a few of those shows.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, they drink a lot.
The bar is open.
Yes.
The bar is open.
And their livers are shot.
Come on, the bar is open.
What else we got coming up here?
227, Langhorne Slim with Johnny Fitz at Doug Fir.
Hells yeah.
I'd yell out, hey, Nancy, but they're all busy
hey
in the
Nancy,
Phoenix.
The Res Electrics with Stars of Cascadia and Urban Wildlife at the White Eagle.
At the Weagle, same night as Langhorne Slim. So,
and Philly is playing Happy Hour with Yates at Allie Rice's thing at Duff's Garage.
Same date?
Come hear me. Yeah.
227?
Yeah, you kick off your night. 28, right?
Oh, 28.
27th.
Whatever. The Friday night? Yeah, I think it's the Friday night.
Yeah, Friday night.
This coming Friday night, come down and I'll sing you a song.
To the new Duff's Garage.
The new Duff's Garage
on Northeast 82nd Avenue, I guess. It used to be called the Red Room?
Yeah. It was the old Red Room,
Red Room. Red Room.
Red Room.
Red Room.
Red Room.
Danny's not here, Mrs. Torrance. Billy's not here, Mr. Yates.
Hot Wheels through the hallways.
Right on.
Billy's not here, Mr. Yates.
I wanted to mention a couple of shows in March.
Yes.
And they're from music that we played a little earlier today. To start the show, we played the Evening Bell song, and they're playing with Sasser at Laurel Thirst on the 19th of March.
Nice.
Yes, they are.
So I hope to revisit and remind everybody about that.
And the Cedar Shakes.
And
on the 17th.
On 17th is Jenny Don't and the Spurs opening for Lucas Nelson and the Promise, the Real, what's the name
and
of
And the Promise of the Real.
The Promise of the Real.
At Mississippi Studios.
That's Willie Nelson's son, Lucas.
And Louis Longmire.
And we also played some Tim Berry earlier, and he's playing with Jenny Owens Young and Corey Brandon at the Duck Fur on the 25th of March.
Yes.
Well, then you need to back up to the 21st and talk about the Gaslight Anthem at the Wonder Ballroom.
Very nice. And then also Mr. Tom Vandenhoven at Music on the Mounds.
Music on the Mounds. Diane.
And hopefully in Portland on the 19th. Still kind of working on
still
that.
Still going to figure that out.
Yeah.
Tommy V, we love you.
Awesome. Yeah, let's get up there. Let's get
hey, you guys.
There. Let's bring him here. Come on.
as we always say to you, go out and support live music.
Yes, thanks for listening.
Yep.
Thanks for supporting live music.
Yep, thanks for checking us out.
Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Be sure to check out the Hill Williams.
Yep.
Hill, yeah.
If you're on the West
Hill,
Coast,
yeah.
They'll be in your town soon.
Yes.
So check them out.
We have a lot of fun, as always. We have fun. We drink whiskey. We joke around. And it's been a good time. We're going out with two songs. What do we got, Philly?
We got the song from the new Steve Earle record. If you're listening on Monday, Steve Earle will be on Letterman tonight.
Nice.
And the Mastersons, who I saw at Mississippi Studios, mm-hmm. are playing with Steve on that performance. They're on the record, and they will be on the Letterman show. They're really cool, great harmony singers. Really a nice band. They're on New West Records with Steve. And then there's the new Jason Isbell Amanda Shires thing. It's a cover of Warren Zevon.
Yep.
And just came out this week, I think.
Yes, it did.
Right on. So check it out.
Congratulations to that lovely couple. Amanda's going to have a baby.
Oh, I did not know that. Hey. That's fantastic.
Hi-yo.
Hey, nice little musician in the future.
Oh, my goodness.
He knows. Yeah. Boy or girl, whatever. It's going to happen.
No pressure. Though.
Super cool. Yeah. No. Do what you want, baby. Yeah, no. But you look where
Jason will be
look
like,
where you come
short
from.
Shortstop for the Braves. Fuck that music business.
Make some real money.
Yeah, real money.
All right, you guys. Hey, we appreciate you being here. Thanks for listening. We'll see you soon.
Enjoy.
Thanks, guys.
Kiss them, call them mad, but they go. Yo ho ho and a bottle of rum. Hoist the mainsails, here I come. Ain't no room on board for the insincere. You're my witness, I'm your mutiny. I was born to rock the boat. Some may sink, but we will float. Grab your coat. Some may sing, but